that was Rock Voodoo with their song Love Revolution. Now I have Tim Heller, the lead singer, and on this show right now. Right, hi Tim. Say hello to everybody.
Hi Tim.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, John.
Oh, did you get cut off? Oh, okay. He's gonna try and call you again. That's okay. Well.
Hello.
We'll edit that out.
Hello, Tim. You're there.
Yeah.
Speak.
Yeah, I got you guys there for a second. How you doing, Linda and Johnny Ringo?
Yeah.
Hey.
Good. Tim here from Rock Voodoo.
So, well, that song, you took it back into the studio to do some work on it. What actually did you do?
Well, that was a live recording at a Rock for Kids charity at the Hard Rock Casino. And it was just that the vocals are really low in the mix. So we just kind of fixed up the vocals on it. So it is a live recording with some vocals brought in to boost it up the level. But that was for a charity. Then some of those lyrics that night, the Rock for Kids line in the song, that's because it's called Rock for Kids. So some of it I was making up on stage. Don't normally do that, but I did that night. But that's our Rock Voodoo song, Love Revolution. So it's the lyrics have changed since then, and it's now more to the song than what's heard here. But yeah, it's just a little rockin' jam that was fun that night, and we raised some money for the kids.
Well, that's awesome that you're there for the kids, and charity is a part of your music life. That's awesome, Tim. Do you want to promote any shows coming up?
Yeah, well, we do have the Roxy gig coming up. We just played the Roxy last Saturday night, so that was a lot of fun. The place was just packed. There was a lineup there to get in. The whole Granville Street was rocking that night last Saturday, so that was May 13th. And then we're playing at the Roxy again on June 29th. So we'll be rocking the house down there. We'll
You're headlining that show. So hopefully there'll be lots of people in listening to your music and becoming a Rock Voodoo fan.
Yeah, we're going to try and lay down some pure rock and roll. You know, we're a bit funky, but a little bit of blues. Just the right tempo to dance to boogie down.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Tim Heller of Rock Voodoo. I appreciate you explaining to our fans your music, and hopefully they'll come out to the Roxy on June 29th to catch your show. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thank you to you, Johnny Ringo, and Wham Bam East Van, and Linda and the gang down there. Really appreciate you playing our original Vancouver music. It's you know, thank you very much. It's just awesome.
You're very much welcome.
You know, we appreciate what you guys do down there, you know, keeping word about and turning people on to Vancouver original music. You know, that's just very cool. And thank you very much. So
you're welcome, Tim. Have a good night and rock on.
Wham, bam, East Van, baby.
Wham, bam, East Van.
See you June 29th at the Roxy.
You bet.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Tim.
Laying down some pure rock and roll.
Right on.
Woo! Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
All right, we're back with more questions from Michelle. Go for it, girl.
Absolutely. So, earlier in the show, we heard the song Day to Night.
Yes.
Which, by the way, has a really awesome kind of Skinner feel to it. I love that. But that seems to be, from what I read about, that seems to be a later version of a song you all did with a Social Outcasts of Tears of Death.
Yeah. So, I mean, in the early 80s, I wrote a song called Tears of Death. And we put it on a CD that we put out actually in 2004 called Three Chord Chaos. But I was never really happy with the song. It never quite fulfilled what I was trying to do, and it was kind of a rush job. And it was always in the back of my mind to revise it, to make it better, to make it stronger, to have a little bit more melody, kick in a killer guitar solo. So basically, Tears to Death morphed into Day to Night, and Day to Night is a much stronger version. But it originally, yeah, it was called Tears of Death. But I'm really happy with the revised version. It's way stronger, and the band's pretty happy with it as well.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool song.
And yeah, I'm a bit of a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan. I'm not much of a hillbilly, but I am a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan, so that probably rubbed off on me a little bit, especially on the intro.
Oh, I love it, and I love how it switches right into to the punk. It's great.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to get to some female content, because here at CJSF, we love to promote that. Tell me about Kate Bush.
Kate Bush is just an amazing vocalist. She's out of England. Way back in the day, I did a radio show up here at SFU when we were called CJIV. This was the mid-80s, and Kate Bush was huge back then. And I just fell in love with her voice. She's very original. And especially the song you're going to play, Experiment for. It's just a fantastic song and an amazing artist.
Talking about Kate Bush, and they all know the other song. Maybe tell me about which song it was.
Everyone must know "We're Running Up That Hill" back in 1984.
Yeah,
yes, we do.
I know our guest tonight knows that.
Great track.
He was producing music back in those days, weren't you?
What's that, John?
You're producing music, being an active working musician back in the 80s?
No, I was with the Social Outcasts early 80s, mid 80s, I was doing, like I said, a radio show at CGIV, which turned into CGSF. And we were like 94.5 FM cable. But I was just saying, back in the 80s, during that time, Kate Bush was huge. And also the Smiths were just like blowing up in college radio. So it brings me back to the 80s when I listen to Kate Bush, for sure.
Yes, and CJSF just had their 20th anniversary, their FM anniversary, because it did switch from AM to FM. And that's where we met J.R. Klein.
Yeah, J.R. Klein. I understand he's going to be a guest on your show next month. But
yes.
J.R. Klein is a very talented singer, songwriter, guitarist, musician, and an old friend of mine. And he's helping me. I'm doing a little bit of a solo thing, and JR is producing and helping me with some of the instruments. So, I look forward to listening to JR on your show. But he's a great guy, and he's a super talented singer-songwriter, and I'm lucky to have him in my corner.
Yes, and you are such an influencer, Todd, because you taught me how to do all of this radio stuff, because you were the show before mine, and you showed me how to do the board and work everything. Thank you so much for that. So I call you the master, and you always say
the master of disaster.
I know.
But I remember you coming in, Linda. That was in the old studio.
Yep.
And I kind of tried to show you the ropes. And look at you now, Wham Bam East Fan, Wham the number Bam one East show Fan. On CJSF. I mean, you've come a long way.
But like I said, you are such an influence, because I think it's J.R. Klein took a photo of you, and you were wearing Crocs. And ever since I saw that photo, I'm like, I'm getting some Crocs. And today I am wearing Crocs. I'm rocking the Crocs, folks. And they're quite light.
I haven't lived that. JR was over at my place, and we were kind of having an acoustic jam, and he took a picture.
Yeah.
I just happened to be wearing Crocs. I understand it's a fashion faux pas. I never wear Crocs outside of the house, but I use them as slippers occasionally. But anyway, he took this picture, put it on Facebook, and I'm getting all these messages. Why are you wearing Crocs? Those look stupid. Stop wearing Crocs. And it just like blew up.
Yeah, but you were rocking them. And like I said, I had to go out and get some, because so we could rock the Crocs together.
They're extremely comfortable.
They are.
And
they're
extremely
so
nerdy.
Oh, but you know what? I noticed if you don't wear socks, it does get hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you are doing it the right way. Socks with Crocs, yo.
Well, it was a little exactly. Well, it was a little cooler that night. We weren't hitting like that 30 degrees Celsius mark at that point. That was probably a month or two ago.
Right.
So, but yeah, beware of the Crocs.
We're going to play the Ramones with Commando. So maybe bare feet is okay this summer. We'll see.
Get them ready for me and me.
All right. And the next song we're going to play is DOA's Disco Sucks. Now, why'd you pick this one? Because I like disco.
Just because DOA, Joe Keithley's from North Burnaby. He went to Burnaby North, the same high school as I did. And DOA was a big inspiration for Social Outcast back in the day because, as far as I'm concerned, you know, DOA is probably definitely the best punk band ever out of Canada, maybe even North America. So, always loved DOA, and Disco Sucks is a classic. So, why not?
Yeah, and we're gonna all try to say that Disco Sucks. In the beginning, it says Disco Sucks. Now, go ahead, John. Now it's your turn.
Disco Sucks!
Disco Sucks!
Disco Sucks!
Right here on CJSF.
Let's go, son!
So, what concerts are you going to?
I was talking about. I've got tickets for The Cure, Robert Smith, and The Cure June 2nd at Rogers. And the funny thing is, I saw them in '92, and I still have my ticket stub. And the price for good seats in 1992 to see The Cure at the Pacific Coliseum was $29.50. The price for good seats, like next month at Rogers for The Cure, is $245. So, there's been a little bit of an increase.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Is there a song that you like from The Cure?
Yeah, Love Song is a good song.
Okay,
The Cure as well.
Yeah. Okay, let's play a little Love Song.
What song do I like?
We'll see if we can play one of John's on another episode. And we're back. And Todd, we will always love you.
Oh, well, thank you. Likewise.
Yes. Okay, so tell everyone about your socials.
Okay, well, you can check out our music, Social Outcasts, on YouTube. It's under Social Outcasts Vancouver. And, of course, I do the radio show up here, The Blurred Crusade, on CGSF. And Blurred Crusade can be heard Wednesdays at high noon, Thursdays at the stroke of midnight. And then the other thing is check out Discorder Magazine. I write reviews for them, and I've been in the last, I think, 12 issues. So that's a real fun little gig. They send me music, and I give them my opinion. I type it up and send it to them, and they print it out. So Discorder, Social Outcasts, Vancouver on YouTube, and check out the Blurred Crusade Wednesdays at noon.
Well, thank you, Todd McCluskey, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah,
thank
baby.
You, Todd. I hope you listen to the Wham Bam East Van show, because we'll definitely listen to the Blurred Crusade.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Page you go.